Hey everyone, welcome back to Unzip, the show where we crack open the latest AI and ML research and figure out what actually matters. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, quick shout out to today's sponsor, Limitless AI, more on them at the end. Today we're unpacking five papers covering world models, legal AI, code generation in obscure languages, long video reasoning, and tool calling agents. Lots to get through, so let's go. All right, first up, we've got a paper from Archive titled, Current World Models Lack a Persistent State Core, by Jinpeng Liu, Dexu Zhu, Haoyuan Shi, and colleagues. And I love this one because it's calling out something that I think a lot of people in the world model space have been quietly worried about, but nobody's really formalized until now. So what's a world model? The idea is that an AI system doesn't just react to inputs, it maintains an internal simulation of how the world works, so it can predict what happens next, plan ahead, reason about cause and effect. Think of it like the model has a mental map of reality. This is considered a major stepping stone toward AGI. But here's the problem the paper is pointing at. Most current world models are essentially really sophisticated video generators. They're great at producing the next plausible frame given what they've seen. But they're doing something subtly but critically different from actually simulating a persistent world. The key phrase in the abstract is decoupled from observation. The authors are arguing that a true world model needs to keep track of state even when nothing is being observed. They use this beautiful analogy, the moon stays in its orbit whether or not anyone is looking at it. That's what we want from a world model. Objects should persist, events should continue unfolding, physics should keep ticking. Current models don't do this. They're fundamentally reactive. They generate frames conditioned on inputs, but they don't have an underlying simulation that keeps running in the background. The world only exists when the model is generating it, which is philosophically quite different from how the real world works. What makes this paper particularly useful for practitioners is that the authors aren't just philosophizing, they're arguing this is a blind spot in existing benchmarks. That's a concrete, actionable critique. If your benchmarks don't test for persistent state, you're never going to build models that have it, because you have no signal telling you whether you succeeded. The paper introduces a framework for what a persistent state core actually looks like, essentially an internal representation that evolves autonomously over time, independent of the rendering pipeline. Think of it as separating the world simulator from the camera. The simulator runs continuously. The camera just samples from it when needed. For anyone building or evaluating world models, and this space is moving incredibly fast right now with models like Genie2 and others, this paper is basically a checklist of what your architecture needs to eventually support. It's a conceptual grounding paper, and those are often the most impactful in the long run. The practical takeaway, if you're designing world model benchmarks or architectures, start asking, does my model's internal state evolve when I'm not querying it? If the answer is no, you might be building a very impressive video generator, but not quite a world model in the truest sense. Okay, paper two is a fun one and a bit of a departure. It's called Freeing the Law with Locus, a local ordinance corpus for the United States from Dennis Peskoff, Joe Barrow, Christopher Vu, and others, and it was on Hugging Face Daily. So this is a data paper, which sometimes gets less attention than model papers, but honestly can be just as impactful. The problem here is deceptively simple. Local laws in the United States, things like zoning codes, noise ordinances, housing regulations, animal control rules, these govern a huge chunk of people's daily lives, but they are basically invisible to AI systems. Why? Because they're fragmented. There are tens of thousands of local jurisdictions in the US, each with their own codes, and they're mostly published on vendor platforms designed for human browsing, not for bulk machine-readable access. If you want to train a legal AI system, you probably have federal statutes, maybe state codes, some case law, but local ordinances, almost nothing. This matters a lot more than it might initially seem. If you're building an AI assistant for a landlord-tenant dispute, or a small business trying to figure out licensing requirements, or a public health researcher, the relevant law is often at the local level. Not federal, not state, your city or county. LOCUS, which stands for Local Ordinance Corpus for the United States, is the author's solution. They've built what they describe as a large-scale machine-readable collection of local ordinances, scraped and structured for research use. The emphasis on authoritative legal text is important. This isn't summaries or secondary sources, it's the actual law. The technical challenge here is significant. These documents come in wildly different formats, different structures, different levels of organization. Building a clean, usable corpus from that requires a lot of careful data engineering. The paper details their pipeline for acquiring, parsing, and structuring this content. For legal AI researchers, this is potentially huge. One of the consistent complaints in that space is that models do reasonably well on federal law because there's training data, but fall apart the moment you go local. Locus is a direct attempt to fix that data gap. For ML engineers more broadly, this is a good reminder that some of the highest value contributions you can make aren't new architectures. They're datasets that unlock entirely new domains. Locus opens up fine-tuning and evaluation possibilities for legal LLMs that simply didn't exist before in any organized way. The freeing in the title is doing real work, too. There's an open-access ethos here. Making legal text machine-readable and freely available is a public good. Law affects everyone, and AI systems that understand local law could be genuinely democratizing. Practical implication. If you're working on any kind of legal NLP, natural language processing, or building retrieval augmented generation systems for legal domains, this corpus deserves your attention. It's filling a genuinely important gap, and it's now on Hugging Face, so the barrier to access is low. Moving on, paper 3, no resource, no benchmarks, no problem, evaluating and improving LLMs for code generation in no resource languages, by Alessandro Jagnorio, Alberto Martin Lopez, and Gabriel Bavoda, also from Hugging Face Daily. Okay, so let's unpack the terminology first. In the AI world, high resource languages, whether programming or natural languages, are ones with tons of training data. Python, Java, JavaScript for code. English, Chinese, Spanish for natural language. Low resource means less data, and no resource, which is what this paper focuses on, means essentially zero representation in training data. So what are no resource programming languages? Think of esoteric or domain-specific languages that almost nobody writes tutorials about, that don't have large GitHub repositories, that predate the internet era of open source. Languages used in legacy industrial systems, niche scientific computing environments, highly specialized enterprise software. Stuff that real engineers have to work with, but that LLMs have basically never seen. The paper's core question is, can we get LLMs to generate useful code in these languages, and how? And the subtitle, No Resource, No Benchmarks, No Problem, is a little cheeky, because of course it is a problem. They're just proposing solutions. The benchmark issue is compounded here. Not only do you not have training data, you often don't have evaluation data either. You can't just run human ADL, which is the standard Python code generation benchmark, on a language nobody's created test cases for. So the authors also had to develop evaluation methodology from scratch. Their approach leans on translation and transfer. The intuition is, even if an LLM has never seen language X, it has deeply internalized programming concepts. If you can bridge from a language the model knows to language X, maybe you can transfer that understanding. They explore prompting strategies, few-shot examples where you give the model a small number of demonstrations, and fine-tuning approaches. What's particularly clever is how they handle the benchmark problem. Rather than pretending there's a standard benchmark, they develop a methodology for constructing evaluations for no-resource languages, which is itself a contribution. That's meta-level useful. It's a recipe other researchers can follow for other obscure languages. The results show meaningful improvements over naive baselines, which is promising. But more importantly, they're honest about the ceiling. You can't fully compensate for zero training data, and the paper is clear about where the limits are. For practitioners, this is relevant to anyone in enterprise or industrial settings. If your company has a code base in a legacy language and you want AI assistance, this research is directly speaking to your problem. The techniques here, particularly the prompting and few-shot strategies, are things you could adapt without full-on fine-tuning. It's also a nice reminder that the frontier of AI usefulness isn't just about making GPT-5 slightly better at Python. There are huge populations of engineers working in languages that current tools basically ignore, and closing that gap has real-world impact. Paper 4 is called Time Proof, Propose, Then Verify for Efficient Long Video Temporal Reasoning in Activities of Daily Living, from Arkaprava Sinha, Dominic Riley, Siddharth Krishnan, and others. On Archive, and this one is genuinely exciting from an engineering perspective. The problem domain is long video question answering, LVQA for short. Imagine you have a multi-hour video of someone going about their day, and you want to ask questions like, did they take their medication in the morning? Or how many times did they wash their hands before cooking? This is called Activities of Daily Living Analysis, and it has huge applications in elder care, health monitoring, and accessibility. The challenge is computational. A multi-hour video is an enormous amount of data. Current vision language models, VLMs, are powerful but expensive to run. If you naively feed every frame of a 6-hour video into a VLM to answer a question, you're going to burn through an insane amount of compute and probably time out before you get an answer. Existing approaches try to solve this in one of two ways. Either you process densely, meaning you look at everything, which is accurate but computationally brutal. Or you use sparse caption-based reasoning, meaning you pre-generate text descriptions of video segments and reason over those, which is cheap but misses fine-grained visual and motion details. TimeProve takes a hybrid approach, and the name tells you the core idea. Propose, then verify. First, you propose candidate-relevant segments. You use a lightweight method to identify which parts of the video are probably relevant to the question. Then you verify. You take those candidates and run them through a more expensive, accurate VLM for detailed analysis. This is a classic two-stage architecture pattern in ML. Use something cheap to filter, then something expensive to confirm. But the devil is in the details of how you do each stage well in this specific domain. For the proposal stage, they use caption-based retrieval to narrow down the video to promising segments. For the verification stage, they run a VLM with temporal grounding, meaning it's specifically reasoning about when in the video something happens, not just what happens. The results show strong performance on long video QA benchmarks, with significantly lower computational cost compared to dense processing approaches. That cost efficiency isn't just academically interesting, it's what makes this deployable in real systems. The activities of daily living framing is also worth paying attention to. This isn't just a benchmark chasing paper. The application domain, helping monitor and understand what people are doing in their homes over long periods, has genuine societal importance, particularly for aging populations and people with disabilities who might benefit from AI-assisted care. For ML engineers building video understanding systems, the propose then verify pattern is worth stealing. Anytime you have a retrieve then reason pipeline, asking yourself, what's my cheap filter and what's my expensive verifier, is a powerful design heuristic. TimeProve is a clean implementation of that idea in a hard domain, and the temporal grounding piece, making sure the model knows not just what happened but when, is increasingly important as we push LLMs and VLMs into real-world deployment where timing and sequence actually matter. Last paper, paper 5, Ledger Agent, Structured State for Policy Adherent Tool Calling Agents, by MD Nayam Adin, Amir Saidi, Eduardo Blanco, and others, from Hugging Face Daily. This one is about AI agents, specifically agents that use tools, and it addresses a problem that I think anyone who's built production agentic systems has run into and probably lost sleep over. Quick background. Tool calling agents are LLM-based systems that can invoke external functions, search the web, query a database, call an API, check an account balance. This makes them incredibly powerful for real-world tasks. Customer service is a natural home for them. Imagine an AI that can actually look up your order, check policy, and process a return. But here's the problem. In a multi-turn conversation, meaning a conversation with many back-and-forth exchanges, the agent needs to keep track of a lot of state. What has the user said? What tools have been called? What did they return? What policies apply? What conditions have been satisfied? The standard approach is to just dump everything into the prompt. All the conversation history, all the tool outputs, all the policy documents. The LLM then has to reconstruct the relevant state from that big pile of text every single time it needs to make a decision. And that's fragile. The longer the conversation goes, the more the prompt grows, the more the model can lose track of things, and the more likely it is to violate policy or make a mistake. Ledger Agent's insight is clean and intuitive. Separate the state management from the reasoning. Instead of burying state in the prompt, maintain a structured ledger, think of it like a well-organized record that explicitly tracks the relevant facts, identifiers, constraints, and conditions. The agent reads from and writes to this ledger as the conversation progresses. The policy adherent part is crucial. These agents aren't just trying to be helpful. They're operating under business policies that have legal and financial implications. A customer service agent that offers a refund it's not authorized to give is a real problem. The ledger helps the agent explicitly track which policy conditions have been met or violated, rather than hoping the LLM infers this correctly from a long prompt. The results show meaningful improvements in policy compliance, the agent follows the rules better, and in task completion. And importantly, this holds up as conversation length increases, which is exactly where vanilla agents tend to fall apart. This has immediate practical implications. If you're building any kind of agentic system with complex state, customer service, healthcare intake, compliance checking, finance, the structured state idea is directly applicable. It's the kind of architectural pattern that might seem obvious in retrospect, but makes a real difference in production. It also connects to a broader trend in agent design, moving away from dump everything in the prompt and hope for the best toward more structured, explicit information management. That's a maturation of the field, and Ledger Agent is a nice concrete contribution to that direction. All right, that's five papers. World Models Without Persistent State, a philosophical but practically important critique. Locus, a new corpus for local legal ordinances that opens up a huge domain for legal AI. No Resource Code Generation, pushing LLMs into programming languages they've never seen. TimeProve efficient long video reasoning with a propose then verify pipeline, and Ledger Agent structured state for more reliable tool calling agents. Harjith, thank you to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's episode. If you're not already using Limitless to capture and recall important information from your day, seriously, check it out. It's incredibly useful for anyone doing deep research work. Links to all 5 papers are in the show notes. Go read them. They're worth your time. And if you're getting value from Unzip, subscribe wherever you listen. It genuinely helps the show grow. I'm Skylar, and I'll see you next time.